Hello, Audioboo. Graham here, Black73Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. Wow, what a hectic weekend. Oh, before I go on, chili flavoured fudge. It's the future. Trust me. It's the future, it's the past, it's the present, it's everything. Chili flavoured fudge. Believe it or not, it's a thing. And believe it or not, it's absolutely gorgeous. Specifically, hang on, I'll get you the name. Hang on. Excuse the crackly paper. It's packaged in cellophane. Which must mean it's posh, of course. Because all posh things are packed in cellophane with a ribbon around the top, aren't they? Chili fudge. Ye old fryers. And that is from Keswick. And the web address is www.fryersofkeswick.co.uk. That's what you want. Google it. Google it. Search it. Whatever. Get some chili fudge. Oh, man, it's amazing. I love chili. And I love fudge. Perfect, really. Kind of eating it, and it's like, ooh, there's no chili here. This is just fudginess. And then suddenly the chili comes through, and it's just, oh, it's amazing. Oh, as you can probably tell, I like it a lot. Anyway, that was a present from my good lady wife, who's been away to the Lake District. Jealous, very jealous for the weekend. Doing girly things, walking and stuff like. Which isn't what she would class as girly things. I think they were supposed to be going for a spa. And it all went Pete Tong. So they ended up going for a walk around Buttermere in the rain instead. Which, to be honest, I would much prefer that to going and sitting around in my dressing gown, having me dinner in front of other people. What's that all about? Spas? What's... My missus keeps going, oh, will you come to a spa with us? Why? What do I want to go and sit in my dressing gown and have me lunch for? I can do that at home. No, I don't get that. I don't get it. And I know some blokes do go and they go, oh yeah, go and have a nice massage and whatever. Nah, not for me. Not for me at all. Thank you very much. Yeah, don't say it. I really don't. I feel too self-conscious, to be honest. Anyway. So, busy weekend. Yesterday, out shopping for lawnmowers and... self-inflating mattresses and things, so all over the shop. And then today, this morning, I had to take my lad to ninja school. That's taekwondo, but we call it ninja school because my little lad says when he grows up and he becomes a ninja. Okay, son. I look forward to that day. Does it pay well? Is it going to afford your mum and dad a nice retirement home? We'll have to wait and see. He doesn't know. He's not sure what the salary is. He's not sure about the working conditions at all, really. He just saw it on a program and decided he wanted to be a ninja. Hasn't really thought it through. But I'm sure as he matures a bit, he'll understand that, you know, he perhaps needs to study at university or something first. And maybe like a footballer, you know, like have a backup career. I don't know, lawyer, dentist, something like that, you know. Just in case the ninja-ing doesn't work out. That's the plan anyway, I hope. Sorry. Anyway, so yes, I took him to ninja school this morning. It was really good because normally my wife goes with him because they do it together. She does ninja-ing as well. And because she's been away, I took him this morning. And it's the first time I've seen him since he first started. He's only been doing it a couple of months. And I went to watch him for the first couple of times, but then usually I've got the baby, so it's a bit, you know, I can't expect the bairn to sit still for an hour. But... It took him along the day and it was really good. It was really good to see him. He's come on loads. You know, it's kind of good to see him sort of join in with the group. And the discipline is great, you know. I had this image of like anybody doing martial arts is just kids going and kicking lumps out of each other on a Sunday morning. And it's nothing like that at all. It's all about discipline and routine and control and everything else. It's really, really, really good. And it's good to watch the kind of kids who've been there a bit longer who... you know, are more in tune with what's going on, I guess. And you can see them just totally absorbed in what they're doing and no question about when they're told to do something, they do it to the letter. And you can see them all trying really hard to kind of please the teachers and stuff. It's really, really good to see. So, yeah, I'm quite happy. I had some trepidation at first. I was like, oh, I don't really want my lad doing kicking and stuff. But no, it's good. It's really good for them, I think. Unlike I did boxing when I was a kid, which is similar, but there's some people will argue, but boxing isn't as disciplined as a martial art, if you know what I mean. It's a lot freer. Whereas a martial art's very much routine. You work the routines, which is, very good. Much better, I think. Anyway, so yes, took him to ninja school this morning. That was really good to see him again. I enjoyed that. And then this afternoon, kids' party. Oh, God. Kids' party. Oh, I just, you know, I love my kids, but I don't really take very well to other people's. And being in a massive gymnasium with some, like, one of those karaoke boxes, just absolutely blaring, and the echoing in there, the acoustics were just scary. And these kids all bouncing around on a massive inflatable castle, squealing and shouting, and oh my word. You know, if I could have been anywhere else. Normally, you say, I'd slope out of that and persuade my good lady wife to take them. But because she wasn't here, I had to do it. So I manned up and did it. It was all right in the end. It was all right. Just not something I'd like to do for very often. Anyway, more positive things. I've just been watching, Vera. Vera, if you've never watched Vera, she's great. Brenda Blethyn, just playing something that you wouldn't expect. She's totally different from her actual real persona. But yes, it's a great program. I love it. And I noticed Mac was saying earlier on, because he's a fan too, that he tweeted something to me about it was on the Roman Wall, on Hadrian's Wall. So we normally watch it on a Monday night, but we decided we're going to watch it tonight. So we just sat through it, and the scenery's amazing, man. Just some stunning places up there. I love Northumberland; it's great. And I'm really jealous now. I'm even more jealous. I was sitting there looking at it, going, "Oh man, they're going over there next week, aren't they? All Rick and Adrian and Dean are all well. Yeah, Dean and Adrian are going the full length. Dean and Rick are going the full length." Lucky people. And it looks amazing. It's years since I've been up there. Years, not since I was a kid. Can't wait to go back. Anyway, but yes, it was good. So yes, if you haven't seen last night or tonight's Vera, that's Sunday night. Is it still tonight? Yeah, 23:49. God, it's late. I'm gonna have to go to bed. I don't sleep well when my missus is away. I really don't. I struggle. I just kind of stay awake nearly all night, and then I find I just can't sort of get myself away to kip. So I end up being exhausted by the time she comes back. So I'll go and try and get a reasonably early night tonight, but I can't see it happening. No doubt I'll end up watching a few videos and stuff on my phone and things. And as you do. I'm a bit of a YouTube addict. But trying to get my gaming mojo back. I've been watching a few gaming YouTubes, trying to see if I can get inspired to start gaming again. And I just... it'll come back. I'm sure it will. I actually noticed Roger's done a review on Audioboo of a game. That's what I used to try and do. Nae bugger ever listened. I'm going to have a listen to that later on. I haven't listened to any Audioboos at all today. Been running around like the proverbial fly with a blue-coloured bottom. So there you go. Busy weekend. Busy week ahead. All good fun. Got to try and get me dishwasher fixed tomorrow. I'm sick of washing up, man. It's driving me insane now. It's driving me insane. But first world problems and all that. First world problems. So there you go. Anyway, I'm going to shut up because I've probably bored you a lot for long enough. And I'm getting rather uncomfortable because I'm sitting on the floor in my lounge recording this because I've got my studio mic plugged into the iPad again. Which normally I would have set up in the office on the desk, so it's nice and comfortable. But my wife's just gone up to bed, and the office is right underneath our bedroom. And because it's a new built house, as you can imagine, the floors and walls... The walls are thick enough, but the floors aren't for some reason. It's bizarre. You can hear everything through the floors. The walls are quite good. But if I sit in the office jabbering away, she'll hear every word upstairs and it'll keep her awake, and I'll probably be interrupted by thudding on the floor telling me to shut up. So I'm sat on the floor in a rather uncomfortable position with this propped on a table trying to record. Anyway, Thanks for listening, guys. I'll catch you later. Take care.